Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Blue Chew brings you the first bowl with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you know it works in giving you a boner. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness, aside from me reading this. It's made in the U.S. of A., America. And since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code ARMCHAIR. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's Blue Chew, B-L-U-E, Chew.com, promo code ARMCHAIR, A-R-M-C-H-A-I-R, to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we'd like to thank them for sponsoring this train wreck of a podcast.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. Me and Andrew are back from the Memorial Day weekend where I was in the country, Mississippi, had no signal. Andrew is at the U.S. Open, so we weren't able to get to breaking news like we normally do. But, Andrew, the Saints actually created some breaking news on Sunday where they traded for Kiko Alonso. And can I just say, before we get to whether he's a good player or not, Can I just nominate this trade as like a Mount Rushmore moment for Mickey Loomis? The man conjured up a starting quality linebacker from fucking nothing. They traded Vince Beagle for Kiko Alonso. I would have loved to have heard that conversation with the Dolphins. The Dolphins were like, hey, you want Kiko Alonso? We want a seventh round pick. And it's just dead silence of like 45 seconds. And then Loomis is like, I'll give you Vince Beagle. You have 10 seconds to decide. And they said yes.
Yeah, I mean, you said it best. It's one of those things where he was probably getting cut anyway, and so the Dolphins are like, we're getting rid of him. Can we get anything for him? You know, can we get something? And I guess they thought Vince Beagle could help them on special teams or whatever, so they decided that was worth it. But, you know,
well, they got stout.
The Stephon Anthony trade, like, I'm just starting to think, like, the Saints must have naked pictures of Stephen Ross or something.
Yeah, I mean, Stephen Anthony's not in the league anymore, so that fifth round pick that the Saints got for him looks amazing now, doesn't it?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, but so Kiko Alonso, again, everyone, per usual, think Twitter have a lot of varying opinions about him.
I have an opinion. He's gorgeous to look at. He is a good-looking man.
The reality that I see it as is Craig Robertson, we don't know how long he's going to be out. Sean Payton said he's day-to-day, which might very well mean he's dead. And Anzalone is banged up. Sean Payton says he believes he's going to play. But I just read that he did not practice as of today, and today is Tuesday. So, you know, he's only got 6 days to get ready for this game. So, you know, who do you want starting? You know, do you want Caden Ellis, the rookie that's never played an NFL game before, being thrust into a role that he's not ready for? Or would you rather have Kiko Alonso, which you had to give up Vince Beagle for? I think the answer is pretty easy.
Yeah, and I mean, look, Kiko Alonso was a really – I mean, he
last year he was really good for the Dolphins. He struggles in coverage and all that, but I mean that's almost any linebacker. The linebackers that can cover now in the NFL at an elite level that fans sort of demand of them is very rare, right? We always say, oh, the linebackers, they struggle in coverage. I watched the tape. Dude, all linebackers struggle in coverage because teams are smart enough to expose their ass. That's why teams only play two of them now, you know? So I don't think that's necessarily a knock on him. He's really good for Miami last year. You know, and he got traded. I mean, you know, Buffalo, he was really good for Buffalo. He was a rookie of the year. They traded him to Philadelphia for LeSean McCoy. So he's a really talented player. And for the Saints, I mean, they took on his cap hit, but it's $4 million for the Saints, and Miami's going to pay $1 million of it. So, I mean, $4 million is nothing.
He's in trouble sticking places. You know, that's the one thing I've noticed. As good as he was in Buffalo, he really wears out his welcome pretty quick at places. And even the Dolphins, are they're very much in a rebuilding year. So not a huge surprise that they would want to shed some salary and play some younger guys. But it's interesting to me. It'll be interesting to see how long this lasts in New Orleans, especially when it's an explosive personality like Kiko Alonso. But I think right
five
now.
Five good months, season. Kiko. That's all I need. I just need 5 good months out of him. That's all I need.
Yeah. And the thing is, he makes plays on the ball. He's a playmaker. He's got a very high interception total for his career. He gets sacks. I mean, he's a crappy player. And he might not be, I think, Twitter's like prototype, good in coverage. You know, he may not have the ability to run on sideline like DeMario Davis, but. You know, linebacker comes in all shapes and sizes, and he does have some stuff to offer.
Yeah, and, you know, look, the Saints, they're not afraid to add salary. They're not afraid to shake things up. And this wasn't a major trade, obviously. And people were screaming on Saints Twitter. And we'll get into the roster tomorrow, and we'll get into your grades from Miami later on in the week. But the one thing that I said to people is, like, they're like, they need a tackle. They need to back a tackle. I'm like, have you looked around the NFL? Teams ain't giving up fucking backup tackles, you know? The Texans traded 2 first-round picks for Laremy Tunsil. Like, tackle is now ultra-premium position, I would argue, behind quarterback. Teams do not give them up starting ones unless you pay a bounty. And teams do not give up backup ones because, you know, Think of it two years ago, Andrew, when the Saints had Senio Calumeta. It's like they're all everything sort of utility guy, right? A team had called the Saints up going into week number one and said, hey, Saints, you want to give us Senio Calumeta for a 4th-round pick? The Saints would have fucking hung up on their ass. Like, he was too valuable a guy because the Saints could plug and play him at different spots, right? He was too valuable a guy for depth. They weren't giving that up for a mid-round pick. Not at tackle when it protects your quarterback and it's so valuable. So the Saints, yeah, they're kind of shafted at backup tackle, but just the way it is around the NFL, man.
The thing is, I don't know that he's even a tackle. You know, he was really more of an interior guy who had played tackle maybe once or twice in a pinch, but he was really an interior player. And still, I think the Saints have had this problem for years where they really haven't. They've had to kick Andres Pete out when there's been injuries. They've had to ask Senio Calumeta in a pinch.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match.
Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And I think it's because they never had a backup tackle. You know, with the exception of maybe the year where Zach Streep was still playing and Ramczyk was on the team. You know, that's really the only time they've had a tackle that was kind of in the mix. But
that lasted a half.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, I mean, I think case in point, you look at these guys, Andrews and Oma, who made a team at tackle. And I think a lot of Saints fans are like, who are these guys? They're garbage. Like, how are they making this team? I think it's just like, they're going to take the best that they have at backup and hope that it works out and hope they don't have injuries, because tackles are really, really hard to find.
Yeah. So this has been the Tuesday edition, guys. We only have three more free shows, and then you have to pay. But by the way, five of you gorgeous people signed up today for Andrew's grades at $10, which is amazing. Andrew, we are $2 away from having to give these people a Friday night gambling/fantasy football podcast live stream. So sign up for this. You want to do it daily. We're the only Saints podcast doing it. And you want to sign up, and we will see you tonight on The Big Show.